Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Radio Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. Biotechnology, an undeniable technology for mankind. I'll tell you more about it in my commentary. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now that commentary. Salinization. Salinization is what happens when, through irrigation, salt deposits are left behind, making cropland increasingly less productive. If you're from the Midwest, you may ask, is that a real problem? And the answer is, it is huge in many dry countries and regions where heavy irrigation is needed to grow crops. That's where the problem is. It is a serious drag on crop production in California, but also India, China, Mexico, Pakistan, and countries all over the world. Researchers estimate that 25% of irrigated land, and that land produces 40% of the world's food, is threatened by salt. Farmers for years have been breeding plants to develop varieties more resistant to salt, but without very much success. But like magic, along comes genetic engineering, and we have a salt tolerant tomato. The tomato plant sucks up the water, and if it were an ordinary tomato, you might expect it to die or at least be stunted. But no, the salt is stored in the leaves of this tomato, allowing the plant to continue to thrive. The only suggestion I would have would be this. If we could get the plant to put the salt into the tomato instead of the leaves, then you wouldn't even need a salt shaker. All of this miraculous transformation is made possible by transferring a gene from a cabbage. Now, don't ask me why the cabbage gene can do this. It just does it. And what can be done for tomatoes probably can be done for rice and potatoes and on and on. Biotechnology to the rescue. Once again, take that green piece. With hungry people in this world, how selfish can you be? Until next week, I am John Block, reporting from Washington.